SOAs became a requirement as part of the Corporations Act during the financial services reform framework at the beginning of this century, it is almost as though that system became set in stone. We have been stuck in the old world of text documents, linear in nature, a combination of text paragraphs and graphs since FSR. Meanwhile, technology has evolved in leaps and bounds, yet SOAs have seen only small technical improvements. SOAs are still printed on paper, a technology invented in China in 100 BC. The statement of advice documents were developed at the licensee level by a combination of compliance experts, including legal teams, overlaying their interpretation on the laws and regulatory guidelines. Historically, SOAs were full of industry jargon and were lengthy documents full of disclaimers, focused on protecting advisors and licensees from consumers. But little has changed. We have seen small changes over time to attempt to make SOAs more engaging. One small change was using the portable document format, or PDF, so we could lock the content and send to our clients in a digital format. The SOA of this day and age is developed using software wizards and electronic signatures, but this has no effect on the understandability of the document. We have seen ASIC produce example SOAs to try and get the industry to focus on clearer and more concise delivery of information, and to focus on the effectiveness of consumer understanding of the information, prioritizing this over disclosures and disclaimers designed to protect the providing entities. ASIC's attempts have been mostly ignored by compliance teams and legal departments of licensees, to whom the SOA still seems to be more of a protection document than anything else. As we start our new decade, 2020 to 2030, what will the new decade of advice documents look, feel, and sound like using the technology now available and that becoming available in the future? Can they be written, spoken, presented in a way that your individual client better understands the content and what is required of them and why this recommendation has been made? SOAs can be presented in different formats and different for each client, depending on the client's learning style, rather than the way a paraplanner or a planner learns. The answers to these questions are absolutely. Technology is available, and it is just a matter of time before this evolution makes its way into mainstream advice, and clients will be one of the many winners in this evolution.